Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And it's a brand new site, so be sure to check it out. It is mobile-friendly. All the links work. I double-checked them myself. And very, very excited to have a brand new working website. It's just amazing. So be sure to check that out. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, this podcast was inspired by a conversation that I had last week with one of my clients who is looking to, in a sense, downsize, going from a four-bedroom, three-bathroom house down to a two-bedroom, two-bathroom condo unit, upscale condo unit, I should say, and wanted to get a quote on what it would cost for insurance. Well, right off the bat, I knew that being with a condo association, I needed to get a copy of the bylaws. Now, what bylaws are, if you're not familiar with the condo associations, homeowners associations to a lesser extent, but basically it spells out what the association is responsible for, what you as a unit owner are responsible for, in regards to various aspects of the association, the units themselves, and whatnot. One of the headings that I look for in the bylaws is when it comes to insurance. With a standard homeowners, and I explained this with the client that had contacted me, standard homeowners is fairly simple as far as determining coverage. Essentially, what I get is I get the basics of the home, the square footage, the type of construction, how many floors, is it a one-story, is it a two-story, is it built on a basement, if it's built on a basement, is any part of the basement finished, is there a deck, how many bathrooms are there, does it have a fireplace, what's the percentage of wood or wood laminate floor, what's the percentage of ceramic tile or linoleum. All those features put together, pop it into a computer program, and it spits out what it will cost to haul away the old debris and rebuild the home today. So very, very simple. I put in all those figures, and it spits out a number, which I basically set up. And each one of the coverages after that are percentages off of that. So, for example, if you've got a $200,000 house, let's say the replacement cost came out at $200,000. Very rarely do I have a home come out to the zero. Usually I'm at like 197 or 198. I just go ahead and bump it up to the next round number. For example, let's say that the replacement cost in this particular house came out at like 197,585. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and round it up to 200,000. The cost involved for the extra couple grand is minimal, just a few dollars. So let's go ahead and use that as the dwelling amount. So I have the dwelling, the structure itself, the home itself insured for $200,000. Now with a standard homeowner's policy, there's a quote, there's a coverage for other structures. That would be a detached garage, a detached storage shed, maybe a detached gazebo, fence, clothesline, antenna, those types of items. You would have 10% of the dwelling coverage amount. So in the example of the home being insured for $200,000, 10% of that would be $20,000. And then when it comes to personal property is usually between 50 and 75% of the dwelling amount. So let's go ahead and use a 50% figure because I know that Safeco Insurance Company, one of the companies we represent, they start out with a 50% of the dwelling amount. So for personal property, they would have $100,000 in coverage. So $200,000, 50% of that would be $100,000. So they'd have $100,000. Now, loss of use. If your home is damaged due to a covered loss and you're unable to live there, homeowners policies, renters policies, and condo or manufactured home policies, they all include what's called a loss of use or additional living expenses coverage. And what that is that would afford you to rent a hotel room if it's going to be a short-term thing, or if it's going to be a longer-term reconstruction, they would rent you a house or a condo. That would help you maintain your lifestyle as if you were living in your home, okay? And in this particular case, the loss of use or additional living expenses would be 20% of the dwelling amount. Again, we're looking at $200,000, so 20% of that would be $40,000. So in the case of the home being completely damaged and would have to be rebuilt, the client would have up to $40,000 to rent something to maintain their lifestyle as if the loss had never happened. Again, we're talking about reasonable expenses. You're not going to be staying at the Five Seasons, eating Wagyu ribeye steaks every night. It's to maintain your current lifestyle, again, as if the loss never happened. Now, when it comes to a condo policy, however, this is where it gets a little bit different, because when it comes to bylaws, the insurance is based off of what the association covers, and that's called the master policy. The master policy, in most cases, I want to say most cases, covers the structure of the condo itself. So if you've got a four-unit condo building, it would cover the building itself in case something were to happen. It will also provide liability coverage for the association in case the association is sued. You see cases like that where there's maybe a community pool or a pond or a playground or something like that where a child or an adult, for that matter, could get injured and sue the association for negligence in maintaining a common element that's used by all the tenants and guests to the association. And then the bylaws will spell out what the master policy would require the individual unit owner to insure. All right. Now, most master policies offer requirements by their unit owners. There are four typical insurance requirements that most master policies have. The first one would be the unit owner. It would be personal property, liability, and loss assessment. The unit owner is only required to cover their personal belongings, personal liability, and loss assessment coverage. The master policy covers the cost to repair or replace the unit itself. So in that particular case, it's essentially a renter's policy, I guess, because all you're covering is your personal property, your liability, and then loss assessment coverage. If you're in a homeowners association or condo association, highly recommend you get as much loss assessment coverage as you can. Because what will happen is the master policy, in case of a liability or a loss to the units or something like that, whatever the master policy pays out, it's max, and there's some items that are left over, the association will come to each unit owner and say, hey, we've got this excess loss. The master policy paid its share, but we have this excess that the master policy is not going to pay. And they can go to each unit owner and say, you owe a percentage of this loss. So that's where loss assessment coverage comes in. Most cases, it comes in a liability situation. A few years ago, we had a situation in the Grand Rapids area where a condo association that had a pool, a young child drowned in that pool. The family sued and apparently won. The unit, the condo association's master policy paid out its maximum. But then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they had to go to each of the unit owners to cover the additional of the judgment that the master policy did not pick up. Okay, so that's why I highly recommend that you, if you're in a condo or a homeowners association, that you purchase loss assessment coverage for situations like that. Okay, other than that, the master policy covers the unit itself, so it'll cover replacing the floor coverings, the cabinetry, the drywall, the light fixtures, the drapes, the blinds. You know, if there's a finished basement, the finished basement area. It will take care of the, you know, like a backup sewers and drains or a sump pump failure, all those types of things relating to the unit itself, the master policy picks up. So the unit owner only has to cover their personal property liability and loss assessment. Okay. The second type of requirement, depending on the master policy, would be upgrades or additions, personal property liability and loss assessment. In this particular case, the unit owner is responsible for insuring the additional cost of upgrades or additions to the condominium unit. So in essence, the master policy will cover the cost to repair or replace a basic unit. So whatever a base unit is, and condo developers, if you've seen these advertised, you could see, you know, condos starting at, you know, $150,000, and goes up from there. So a base unit with, you know, a basic cabinetry, floor coverings, window coverings, light fixtures, all that kind of stuff, you know, would cost $150,000. Now, if you wanted to upgrade your cabinets to get like oak cabinetry, if you want granite or quartz countertops, if you wanted tile in the bathroom instead of linoleum, if you want to finish off the basement, and if the basement's not finished, you want to finish off the basement, you want to add a sunroom, you know, anything over and above what a basic unit would cost, you would be responsible for insuring. Majority of my clients do have that type of master policy. So in essence, we just need to insure the upgrades. And by and large, most clients with their upgrades are anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 that they have an additional coverage. So it's best to check with the homeowners association or the condo owners association to find out what a base unit costs, and then to find out what upgrades were done to your unit, so you can determine how much in condo building items, as far as upgrades or additions coverage, you need to purchase. Now, the next one is, I call it paint in personal property liability and loss assessment. The unit owner is responsible for insuring all items within the condo unit less the drywall and subfloor. So the unit owner would be responsible for light fixtures, all appliances, wall coverings, draperies, shades, floor coverings, etc., on top of their personal property liability and loss assessment. So the drywall, they don't have to insure. The subfloor, they don't have to insure. But the floor coverings, wall coverings, everything else outside of that, they're responsible for insuring. I do have some clients that do have this. And in the master, the bylaws, it does say paint in a lot of cases. So, you know, they would be responsible for the paint on the walls, the if it's got wood paneling or wallpaper, it would be that. The wall coverings in, essentially. Okay. Now the last one, and this is the one that my client, as I spoke at the top of the podcast, this is what their bylaws said. And this is going to be walls in personal property liability and loss assessment. The unit owner is responsible for insuring all items within a condominium unit, including the drywall and subfloor. The unit owner would be responsible for every interior building item from the wall studs and floor joists in on top of their personal property liability and loss assessment. So the master policy would cover the outside structure, would cover the shell. So it would cover the wiring, it would cover the plumbing, that kind of stuff. But from the drywall and the subfloor in, they would be responsible for the drywall, they would be responsible for the subfloor, and then everything going with that. So the floor coverings, wall coverings, light fixtures, appliances, cabinetry, everything they would be responsible for insuring, okay? So that's a little bit different than paint in, where paint in the master policy will cover the drywall and the subfloor, but walls in means that you have to pay for the drywall too and the subfloor as well. Okay. Again, when it comes to insuring your condo, you need to first look at the bylaws to see what you're responsible for insuring. Again, I'll just go over quickly the different ones. The first one would be personal property liability and loss assessment. The master policy for the condo association covers the entire unit. You just have to cover your personal property liability and loss assessment. The second one is upgrades or additions, personal property liability and loss assessment. So the master policy will cover the cost of a basic unit. If you upgraded the cabinetry to like oak cabinets from maple cabinets, you decided to go with quartz countertops instead of Formica countertops. You wanted ceramic tile in the bathroom and not linoleum, you would be responsible for the cost of those additional upgrades. All right. The master policy will cover the basic unit using the basic materials and whatnot, but you would be responsible for the increase in coverage for the upgraded items. The next one is paint in, personal property liability loss assessment. You're responsible for essentially the paint in, so light fixtures, floor coverings, wall coverings, shades, window coverings, appliances, cabinetry, if there's a finished basement, the finished basement area. The master policy will cover the drywall, subfloor, and everything else with the building unit. And lastly, walls in. So on top of the paint, the wall coverings, the floor coverings, the appliances, the cabinetry, you'd also be responsible for the cost of installing drywall and the subfloor. Okay. So definitely take a look at your condo unit bylaws to see what you're responsible for insuring. Once you do know that, best bet is to talk to the realtor, the condo developer, maybe a fellow unit owner to get advice on how much coverage you should have for the various items. So if you've got a paint-in policy, you need to talk to the developer, talk to the realtor and say, okay, how much coverage should I have for insuring the light fixtures, cabinetry, the wall coverings, floor coverings? If there's a finished basement, how much should I have coverage for that? As far as your personal property goes, you need to do a guesstimate. Everything that you've got in your condo, if you had to go out and replace it today, doesn't matter if you got it as a gift, doesn't matter if you got it at a yard sale, got it on clearance, whatever. If you're going to replace it, how much would it cost to replace it today? And then you would have to come up with that figure for personal property. Like I said at the top of the podcast, homeowners insurance is very, very simple because you get the square footage and the features, and it comes up with a replacement cost figure for the house itself. And then all the other following coverages are percentages off of that. So like personal property, again, in the example that I used for the $200,000 house, the personal property would be 50% of that or $100,000. But when it comes to a condo unit or a tenants or renters policy, you have to come up with that dollar figure for your personal property. So I guess in a way it's a little bit better because then, somebody, let's say for example, somebody doesn't have $100,000 worth of personal property that they move in to the home. They're kind of stuck with that. That's a part of the package. You can't decrease that coverage and save money. But when it comes to a condo unit or a tenant's unit, you dictate how much building coverage you need and how much personal property you need. So that way, for example, you move into a condo unit, on your homeowners, you had $100,000 worth of coverage, but you're guesstimating to replace everything that you're moving in is only going to cost about $50,000. So would a condo unit or a tenant policy or renter's policy, you just need to insure $50,000 instead of the $100,000. So definitely, and there are some things with a condo policy that are better than a homeowner's, and on the flip side, there are aspects of the homeowner's policy that's better than the condo policy when it comes to determining coverage, as it were. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. Go to our website, lower middle of the landing page, a brand new website. You'll see a link to the blog for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, you can always click on that link, and in the upper right, you can see a search archive. Just type in condo building items coverage, and it'll bring up the blog post for today with just reiterating what I spoke about today on the podcast. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a very good, a very happy, and a safe week. Take care.